Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. And that was from 1942, Eddie Condon's band, with the great trumpeter Max Kaminski and also Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. Eddie Condon, one of the great guitarists, joined also by Joe Sullivan, Al Morgan and George Wetling. And the tune was called Lonesome Tag Blues, and it was written by Eddie Condon and Max Kaminski. Max Kaminski, as I mentioned, a very fine trumpeter, played a lot with the smaller groups and particularly for the independent labels. He's the first in our selection of trumpeters today. This month we've been listening to small groups and big bands featuring some of the most popular of the jazz instruments. So we started out with the piano. Last week we listened to the clarinet. And this week we're going to listen to members of the trumpet family. Mostly the trumpet, but we'll also hear some cornet and an E-flat horn. And we'll move on now to 1937 to trumpeter Harry James. Well, he started out with the Benny Goodman Orchestra and had a very distinctive style. Some have called it soaring. It was certainly exuberant. And he went on to form his own band in 1939, which went on to greater glory. We're going to hear him before he left. 1937, it's with a small group, also featuring Teddy Wilson on piano and Red Norvo on xylophone with John Simmons on bass. And they're going to bring us the Fats Waller number, Ain't Misbehaving. And I have to say, this is a fairly subdued Harry James on this one, but he does a fine job, as do Teddy and Red and John Simmons. And then we'll go forward 2 years to the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We'll hear from trumpeter Ziggy Ellman, who played with the band throughout the 1930s. It's, as I said, from 1939. And what the band is bringing us is actually a composition by Ziggy Ellman himself. He wrote the music and the lyrics were provided by Johnny Mercer. So we'll hear them from Martha Tilton. The orchestra, of course, will join us, and we'll hear some fine trumpet work from Ziggy himself. And the song is called And the Angels Sing. And we'll go back to the smaller group format for our third number in the set from 1943. Edmund Hall, we heard from him last week, one of the great clarinetists. This will be his sextet. And they're going to bring us a number written by Gus Kahn, Johnny Green, and Carmen Lombardo, called Coquette. And in addition to Edmund Hall on clarinet and Vic Dickinson on trombone, we'll hear the piano of Eddie Haywood, Al Casey on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. And the trumpet on this one, brought to us by one of the very fine trumpeters, Emmett Berry. Three more recordings. We will go now to Teddy Wilson and Harry James with Red Norvo, from 1937, Ain't Misbehaving.
Thank you. And the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak, and the angels sing. Or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming, through it all your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the stars, and leave their music ringing in.
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're listening to some smaller groups and bigger bands today, featuring the trumpet and its brothers and sisters in the trumpet family. Some of the great trumpeters from days gone by, and we've just been listening to some from the late 30s through to the early 40s. We started out with Harry James, along with Teddy Wilson and Red Norvo, with Ain't Misbehaving, a very popular song written by Fats Waller. And then we heard from the Benny Goodman Orchestra with their trumpeter Ziggy Elman and his own composition, along with Johnny Mercer, of The Song and the Angels Sing, which featured lyrics by Martha Tilton and some very nice trumpet work from Ziggy himself. And we just heard from Edmund Hall and his sextet with trumpeter Emmett Berry and the jazz number Coquette from 1943. Well, we'll go forward a few years to 1957 to one of the most popular and famous of the trumpeters from the time, noted for his beautiful mellow tone, and that is Bobby Hackett. He played with numerous small groups over the 30s, 40s, and, well, later on as well. We're going to hear him, as I said, from 1957, one of many sessions that he put in for the Capitol label, where he plays his trumpet, of course, or cornet, as in this particular recording, along with a mixture of different musicians and sometimes vocal groups. The number is called Lazy Mood, and I couldn't find the composer of this particular number, I'm afraid. But we will hear Bobby Hackett on cornet, and also Dick Harry on E-flat horn, and some interesting baritone sax from Ernie Casseres. We'll follow that up with Jonah Jones, a very frequent visitor to the show. Always very, very welcome. He had a wonderful trumpet style, always exuberant. Could also be mellow, too. Jonah was a consummate performer of the instrument, and he also did some fine vocal work on some of his numbers as well. We'll hear him from 1945 with a group including Hilton Jefferson and Joe Thomas on saxophone, Buster Harding on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And it's a Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh number. We won't hear the lyrics, but we will hear the melody, Exactly Like You, from 1945. We'll hear now from Bobby Hackett and Dick Carey with Lazy Mood. Thank you. We heard Jonah Jones from 1945, one of the recordings he made for the Keynote label, Jimmy McHugh. Number, Exactly Like You. And we'd started out with Bobby Hackett on cornet and Dick Carey on E-flat horn from 1957, one of the many recordings Bobby Hackett made for the Capitol label around the time, with the tune Lazy Moon. Lazy Mood, I'm trying to say. Very appropriate for a Sunday morning, I think. And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are listening to some smaller groups and bigger bands from the first half of the 20th century. And we're featuring in particular some of the very fine trumpeters who were around at the time. Well, we're going to carry on with more of our trumpet players, and we will hear next from Billy Butterfield. Again, a frequent visitor to the show, played with the big bands, played with the smaller groups, had his own orchestra. Well, we're going to hear him from pretty early on in his career, 1938. And at this point, he just joined the Bob Crosby Orchestra, which is a very fine organization of Dixieland alumni and some great jazz talent in the orchestra, and also some songwriting talent, including Bob Hackett, who I believe was the bass player. And he wrote this song, this next song we will hear, especially for Billy Butterfield. And I always find that's rather nice. You know, Billy's a young trumpeter, just joined the band, and he gets his very own tune. And the tune is called What's New. We will hear it in instrumental form with Billy's trumpet, of course, and the rest of this wonderful band. Lyrics were later added by Johnny Burke, but we won't be hearing those today. And that's from 1938. From 1957, we will hear from one of the great trumpet players of all time, and one of the fathers of jazz, Louis Armstrong. It's a little later on in his career, and at this time he made a number of recordings in duet with Ella Fitzgerald for the Verve label. We're going to hear one of those, which features Louis on trumpet, and the voices, his own voice and that of Ella Fitzgerald, on the Don Redman, Andy Razzaf number, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. And then we will hear again, as I mentioned, from Teddy Wilson, not this time with Red Norvo, but with a fine group, from 1936. Irving Randolph is the trumpeter, not a household name, but oh, a great trumpeter. Vito Musso on clarinet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Alan Royce on guitar, John Kirby on bass, Cozy Cole on drums, Teddy, of course, on piano, and the vocal will be brought to us by Midge Williams. Songs written by Ted Kohler and Sam Stepp, and it's called I'm With You, Right or Wrong. And that will feature the trumpet of Irving Randolph. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and the Bob Crosby Orchestra, What's New? Thank you.
makes me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for good, so true. Mama, ain't I good to you? Yes, I bought you furs for Christmas and a diamond ring, Cadillac car and everything. Loves make me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere for Christmas, a diamond ring, a Mark 7 car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Baby, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some crazy sports shirts, you had your fling, a Mercedes-Benz sport car and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Dig me paying taxes on what I gave to you. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Thank you.
was Teddy Wilson and Friends, including Irving Randolph on trumpet, Vida Musso on clarinet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Alan Royce on guitar, John Kirby and Cozy Coles, and Midge Wilson bringing us the lyrics to I'm With You, Right or Wrong from 1936. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, two names to conjure with, from 1957. His trumpet and their voices on G Baby, Ain't I Good to You. And before that, we heard Billy Butterfield and his wonderful trumpet work on What's New from 1938. His very own song written for him with the Bob Crosby Orchestra.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you've been listening to some smaller groups and some larger orchestras on this morning's show, which is I've Heard That Song Before, here on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we've been featuring these combinations and highlighting one of the particular instruments that featured in these recordings, along with all the wonderful other musicians and singers. And the instrument today has been the trumpet. And also, as I mentioned, we heard a cornet and an E-flat horn as well. And I think you'll agree, there was some very, very fine recordings. We hear every Sunday just a tiny, tiny cross-section of them. So I hope you've been enjoying our musicians and singers this morning. And we're going to go now to Joe Thomas and his orchestra, another recording made for the Keynote label. Joe on trumpet, Tyree Glenn on trombone, Hilton Jefferson and Jerry Jerome on saxophone, Benny Layton on piano, High White on guitar, Billy Taylor on bass, and Lee Abrahams on drums. They recorded this in 1946, written by Earl Hines, You Can Depend on Me. And then we'll go back to 1935 to one of the most famous and celebrated trumpeters of the day, Bunny Berrigan. And he's bringing us another Fats Waller number, Honeysuckle Rose. Bunny's on trumpet. We'll have Jack Jenny on trombone, Johnny Mintz on clarinet, tenor sax from Chew Berry, Teddy Wilson on piano, Red Norvo, I believe, is on xylophone on this one, George Van Epps, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. Two more songs, and we'll start with Joe Thomas and Friends, You Can Depend on Me. Thank you. As I said, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We do have one more song for you. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And our final song for this morning will be Roy Eldridge on trumpet, along with the Oscar Peterson Trio and Buddy Rich on drums. We've heard a lot from them recently. Now we're going to hear some more. They're going to bring us a wonderful version of the Harold Arlen classic Stormy Weather. Thank you. And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.